let's talk basketball. To do that, we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello there, John.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Going well, thanks. Hey, man, we were just talking a few minutes ago about the whole Kevin Durant situation. I want that kind of power in my life that I can say, look, you trade me or get rid of all the management team.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few managers in my life that I would have liked to have pulled that on. didn't work out. In fact, it worked out quite the opposite. It's kind of wild that Durant is, you know, he's been behind so many of these moves. You know, the Nets didn't do anything without Durant's okay once he came on board. So if he's not happy with Steve Nash, well, that was the coach that you approved. If he's not happy with the moves that were made, those were moves that kind of were filtered through you. This just smacks of a guy who is standing up for his friend in Kyrie Irving and didn't like how Kyrie was treated, and now he's trying to kind of, I don't know, get revenge or whatever. Like he's trying to pull a power play, and I don't know. We might finally have a superstar that has met his match as far as he wants to pull a power play, and the owner's like, you know what? No, we're not going to do that. And it's an interesting dynamic going on. It'll be very interesting to see how they move forward.
John, is there anything to any of the potential tampering cases out there, particularly in regard to the 76ers?
There's not generally a whole lot that can be done. The Knicks with Jalen Brunson, it's hard to prove anything there, especially when two sons, you know, Brunson's dad is an assistant coach. His agent's dad is the general manager. Any of those conversations, you can't prove even the fact that they talked. That doesn't mean anything because it's father and son. So that's probably not going to go anywhere. The Sixers one is possibly, you know, there's the potential, because what the league doesn't want is circumventing of the rules. They are okay with, if everybody's on the same playing field when it comes to the Brunson type of tampering, the season is over, we're kind of working our back channels, we're not making it obvious, we're trying to set our ducks up in a row, everybody's kind of doing it, and so there's no advantage, disadvantage going on. The Harden one is a circumvention of the rules. If you have a wink-wink deal with the guy to say, hey, well, you know, go do what you got to do, I'll take less, and they give him a one-year deal with a player option, and then, oh, surprise, surprise, he's going to opt out next year and then get all of his max money. And so that's going to be where it's tough for the Sixers to say, no, we're everything's on the up and up. But there's a potential there for them to get dinged, because they didn't, that doesn't level the playing field. If some other team wanted PJ Tucker, if Miami wanted to keep PJ Tucker, well, all of a sudden Philly, through some wink wink deal with James Harden, suddenly has $10 million in cap space, or through the exception, where they wouldn't have, and they would have been on the same 5.9 or whatever the mid-level 6 point something that Miami had, and he would have had to make a choice. So that's where the NBA comes down on tampering. So Philly, there is a potential for them to lose draft picks, and they might be okay with it because their draft picks aren't going to be very consequential, and so maybe they just will call that the price of doing business.
Talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. He had a terrific piece in Boston Sports Journal talking about comparing eras, and it's always difficult to do, but as you point out, if you're going to do it, you have to do it the right way, and that means taking in not just the context of basketball, but society at the time, too.
Yeah, I think it's very, like, this is the barroom debate, right? This is August, there's no NBA. We sit there and, you know, Bill Russell just passed, and somebody, you know, with a pint in their hands, like, Shaquille O'Neal, he would have tortured Bill Russell. And people, oh, no, you're full of it. No way. And you go back and forth about the debate. But people like to just teleport Shaquille O'Neal, prime Shaq, spinning and, you know, putting an elbow in David Robinson's chest and knocking him to the ground and dunking on him. They want to take that guy and put him in the 60s. I say, like, if you really want to compare the eras, you have to have, if we're putting him in 1965, Shaq in 1965, You gotta have him entering the league as a guy in his early 20s, which means he's gotta be born in like 1943 or so. And what's happening in 1943? We're approaching the end of World War II. We're still at the beginning of the middle of World War II. And there's a post-World War II reconstruction, and there are shortages in the United States, and we haven't even hit the civil rights era. What's Shaquille O'Neal really facing then? And how is he going to come up then? That's how I like to compare eras. Put Shaquille O'Neal in the same situation as Bill Russell in every way, being born in that era, coming up in that era, facing the same challenges of that era, wearing the same shoes, not having the same access to facilities, training, diet, nutrition, sports science, all of that stuff, that matters. And, you know, Shaq is a naturally big guy, but he also wouldn't have been able to get the same level of nutrition and fitness and all of that. I don't think he would have been more Wilt size than Shaq size. And I think that's when you start to compare, truly get to the comparison of the eras. And one reason why I really, really love doing it that way and encouraging people to do it that way is it forces some level of critical thinking. And it does, in the end, I think, give you a bigger appreciation of like, wow. Like, if you think about having to grow up in a post-World War II United States prior to the Civil Rights era, prior to MLK, prior to Malcolm X, like, that becoming what Bill Russell became with all of those challenges, it really gives you an appreciation. When you think about all that stuff, it really gives you an appreciation of what the players of that era had to go through to become great.
Well, that's a terrific piece. Check it out at Boston Sports Journal. John, as always, great to catch up with you. Hope your week goes well, and we'll visit with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.
Thanks, John. John Corrales on Downtown.